If the city council doesn't cancel its, if the Metro Council doesn't cancel its meeting tonight because of this snow, it's going to consider, I believe they're going to consider three different options on non-owner occupied short-term rentals. One would phase them out altogether. Another would severely restrict the number and placement of them. And a third would also restrict it, but not so severely. The third option was the product of an ad hoc committee appointed to bring something back to the city council that they could approve that would head off the legislature, which, if it doesn't do something reasonable, is likely to tell the cities they can't regulate this at all. With that, let's bring in Justin Owen, president of the Beacon Center of Tennessee. Justin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Ralph. Thanks for having me.
Did I get that about right? And are you supporting that third option, if even reluctantly so?
Well, it's certainly better than, yes, you got it right on the, you know, on the explanation of the three bills that are up, sort of a range of bills from not great, some problems with it, but certainly better than the other end of the extreme, the worst bill, which calls for an outright ban, which is pretty horrendous. I mean, that bill in particular would not only ban short-term rentals going forward under certain circumstances, but even people who have relied on this, who have gotten their permits, they've been good hosts, they've been good neighbors, they paid their taxes, and then all of a sudden the city's going to tell them, you can no longer do this, we're making it illegal even for you. I think if that bill passes, you'll certainly see, as you mentioned, the state legislature step in and take some action on this, and rightfully so. I mean, it's egregious what they're doing in a lot of these discussions. It's particularly egregious to tell someone you can do this, essentially give them your stamp of approval, and then revoke that in the future.
Are other kinds of businesses allowed in neighborhoods, businesses that do bring a variety of people, different people to the neighborhood, not just friends of and family members of those that live in the neighborhood? So, I mean, there are those who think that this is kind of the foot in the door, that if you can allow this, then why can't you allow barbershops and real estate offices and what have you in residential neighborhoods too?
So there are certain limits on seeing guests in your home or seeing customers in your home. We do have a lawsuit on that because there are some particular circumstances where it's exempted. So, for example, you can have a child daycare and have 30 kids running around your home. There's an exception for that so that you can do that, but you can't have two guests in your home under certain circumstances to sell them, you know, clothing or sell them, you know, have the piano lessons, for example. And so we want to create some parity there and say that if you're not creating noise issues and traffic issues and that type of thing, what you do in your home should be left up to you. And this is the same situation with short-term rentals is, you know, if people are abiding by the law, they're not having loud parties, they're not making a lot of noise, that people are parking properly, you don't have noise, nuisance, and trash violations, then we should allow it. And we shouldn't just outright ban it because there are a few bad actors. And that this is what there certain bills are that are proposed tonight.
What is
go to the extreme where you're banning it across the board rather than enforce those regulations that can protect the neighborhood, the quiet residential type of neighborhood, while still allowing people to run a business even in their home.
What does the least objectionable bill do to tighten up the regulations so it minimizes to the extent that some of these complaints are legitimate, just perhaps not as widespread as the opponents would like you to believe? But what does it do to tighten up the regulations, if necessary, for those complaints that are legitimate, where there are party houses that are disrupting the neighborhood?
It does improve the stringency of those regulations, so you can lose your permit if you have multiple complaints, that type of thing. It also tries to limit the number of short-term rentals in a given neighborhood, so it continues to set caps based off certain residential areas, not so much in more touristy areas like East Nashville and Germantown, but your more residential areas. So it is definitely more reasonable. Again, I think it's certainly, they're all imperfect. They all have issues. I think a better approach would be to do like Memphis does, really strong on regulations and enforcement, but allowing people to do this. And as long as you're not a bad actor, as long as you're not having party houses and having noise complaints and trash complaints and parking issues, then you're fine. You're not causing problems. And that's what Memphis does. And that's what we think Nashville should do. Now, unfortunately, none of these bills goes that direction. But the compromise bill that you mentioned is certainly a lot better than just outright banning it across the board, no matter whether you've had complaints or not.
So one of those rare instances where it would be wise for somebody to copy what Memphis is doing.
That's right. Sorry we rarely that. Say that.
Sorry about that.
One of those situations. This and barbecue, I think, are the only two.
This is the final vote tonight, right? This is it. This is the showdown.
That's right. This is third and final reading. So ultimately, if you care about this, if you think that we should be striking that balance between reasonable enforcement and protecting property rights, well, I'd urge you to reach out to your council members and make your voice heard before tonight's vote, because they're going to do something. I mean, they could kick the can, and they have done that in the past, but they do have a multitude of options before them. And I think we're certainly keeping a close eye on it, and I think the state legislature will be as well, depending on what they choose tonight.
Yeah. Justin, thank you. Appreciate the visit, and we'll be watching. Justin Owen, president of the Beacon Center of Tennessee.